That's what couples do. Couples counseling. You can pay. You basically pay to have like your bae be like, it's just all the stuff you say.
Yeah.
And if someone else says it, I went through this today. Her mom was basically just drink water. She's been like having headaches, all fucked up. I'm like, you don't drink water. She's like, yeah, everything doesn't have to do with water. And her mom's like,
oh, it does.
It just does.
It pretty much does.
It just does.
It sucks to even have it be like this, but black people don't drink enough water.
It's tough, man.
Really?
Well, don't drink enough water. Like,
adverse to the taste sometimes.
100%. Because water supposed to, it's yeah, not.
Maybe
fancy.
They're not getting the best water.
No.
Also, maybe black people traditionally aren't getting the best water.
Well,
perhaps
I mean,
a historical root.
This is like Flint. Small percentage of a very small percentage. Most of us are crushing water, right? Decent water.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, for sure.
But you get told very early on that
don't be drinking no water.
Exactly.
Really?
Water is for nerds. Dude, it's really easy in the black community to be considered a nerd or a herb or whatever version of that word you're trying to avoid in your life.
Drinking regular water.
Dude, everybody's
drinking
something.
That's what Brittany uses. Mio.
You gotta have some
Mio
flavor.
Crystal light,
you have to
have
flavor.
Yeah, exactly.
Because if you don't have flavor, you're flavorless.
Damn, white people need seasoning. Black people got seasoning down.
Too down.
I mean?
Ooh,
that might be the problem. Might be too much.
You guys
seasoning.
Might be too obsessed with seasoning.
Yeah.
Well, no, there's a in here. I think, and this is almost too. Girls fall into this with like everything need to be delicious. Like everything has to be the most delicious fucking thing.
Yeah, but you say girls and predominantly fuck with black girls, so it's still black people. Yeah. Dog, it's not.
That's yeah, it's not a very girls, skewed
it's black
sample.
People, man.
Yeah. It's like I'm like everything you eat doesn't have to be delicious. It's like just get it over, eat a quick thing, and get it over with and leave. But yeah, the Mio is a constant struggle. Or I'm like, you don't need to squirt like questionable shit and just drink water.
Just spray some chemicals.
It's not supposed to be fun. This is just maintenance. Jam it down and go. And she's like, yeah, well, yeah, that's easy for you to say, but she's like, I can't just drink water like
man,
that.
Nothing like a good flavorless food.
Yeah, dude.
I love it, dude. Just like a good mush, a good gruel, dude. Yeah, just right. A paste. It's like, yes, dude.
Yeah, and that's the
that is keen insight, dude.
It is.
I never got into the psychology behind it. I thought it was just more of like
Ansley is obsessed with it.
Really,
she is obsessed with it. So my wife has this theory that on reality shows, black people are always the first people to cramp.
Like in like physical contest,
just like anyone, like just there's always cramp. A black person cramping on reality shows, and it's because it's like they get to these reality shows and the excitement takes them away, and they're used to not drinking water anyway, and there's a lot of alcohol there, and they're just like drinking and shit.
What a reality! Like a guy just on like
the Bachelor.
Like, ah, shit!
That was like that happened. So the one time,
really?
Like, so she had the theory, and then like you started looking it up.
On
like,
real world, a guy's just like fucking
yes.
Charlie Horse. I got a
yes.
Charlie Horse.
Yes. Several times.
Tech
several times.
Tech goes down.
Oh, yeah. Let's stop the party, guys.
I wonder how many good cramped outtakes there are of all of them.
It's nonstop.
Like the Housewives of Atlanta must have taken like fucking years to film.
Dude, they're still filming the first season right now.
I had no idea,
that's
dude.
That's awesome. Yeah. They have like trainers with like water bottles come running
sure,
out and
dude.
Stretch them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, Gatorade is like cramp formula. That's literally why it was started. Gatorade was started to avoid cramps.
Gatorade. That's why we called our stuff Gatorade. It was Florida.
Oh,
down in
gotcha,
Florida. It was
yeah.
a little hot. The boys were getting fucking
it's
cramps.
Gatorade.
Actually, you know when they invented it?
Where?
Post-segregation.
Thank
once
you. Thank you. Yes.
Once black players 100%. Started joining those Florida Gators, they were like, how the fuck do we keep these boys going?
You got to keep them on the field, baby. You got to keep them on the field.
Yeah, was it? They came up with a delicious quenching drink.
Yeah, it had to be delicious.
Oh, the initial stages must have been tough, dude. Like, bring mama sweet tea. Guys just like,
just running on the field with sweet tea.
Yeah, there's like stories in football before like Gatorade, like before they understood hydration at all. They'd be like, all right, give them whiskey.
Yo,
like,
yeah,
they'd have like shots on the sideline to be like, all right, that you'll play better.
I love how Florida's premier scientist was like, I figured it out, y'all. Pickle juice, salt, sugar. Yeah. That was like the leading fucking science down there.
Gatorade.
Yeah, Gatorade was like.
I mean, not in the
that
space,
was their moon landing.
Space program, yeah. But yeah.
That was after they cured Gatorade.
They're leading the world in pickle juice technology.
Pickle juice. Did they do the space program, or is that just
Houston
in...
and Florida?
Okay, it was down there.
I don't even know where NASA is. Where is it?
It's a theory.
I think you hit it.
Houston.
I think Houston. I think
Houston's. H-town. Yeah. I don't know.
But I don't think that was like a Southern. I don't. That wasn't like a breakaway Southern invention. No, no, that was no, like, that was, where are we going to put this space shit? And they're like, yeah,
it's easier down there. Yeah.
Yeah. They didn't. That wasn't like the South wasn't like, hey y'all.
Hey y'all, we figured out, you know,
the moon,
physics. Y'all ever want to go to the moon? Let us know.
I mean, that was all Nazis, really. We yeah. talked about that, dude. I read an article today about. I was actually excited to read it. It was. Where the fuck was it? No, that was the other one. Yeah, so it was just about, it said, we got to the moon, we can overcome war and capitalism. I'm like, oh, this should be fucking good.
Yeah.
It's just a guy being like,
we can overcome capitalism?
War.
Why is that on the same level?
That's what I was trying to figure out. I'm like, all right, hopefully this guy has some cool stuff to say. Yeah, and it's great. Just,
it's like, what do you think got us to the moon? War and capitalism.
I mean, that's you yeah, dumb fuck. That's actually a very
we just
good
had
point.
Rockets laying around for yeah, no
yeah,
reason.
Yeah, and literal Nazis. He talks about how there was like, we brought like Nazi scientists in to go to the moon. He was like, even though the whole thing was
cold,
like
a cold war.
The whole thing, it's just like a bunch of nothing. Like there, the article, you know. Again, I'm like, this guy has a. I've been looking for the solution between like a different, like a new economic system. I'm like, is this guy going to fucking give it to me? I'm looking for it. It's just a thing about him being like, me and my daughter look at the moon and it's like so beautiful. And then like, I have to think about how like we got there, but it was basically using like Cold War, Nazi ballistic science. And I have to like live with that. Oh, and that was the whole article. Oh, so I'm like, what
they
the fuck,
dude?
Launch
him to fucking
dude,
the moon.
Send her back.
Yeah, dude, send him back to the fucking moon.
I mean, dude, and it was just like, eventually, it ended with like, eventually we're all going to be, environmental refugees, so like we should just get used to the dude. It made no sense. And then dude, at the end of it, I'm like, the article sucked. At the end it says, hate racists, you'll want to read this. Woo. And it's basically them being like, give us money because we're doing a Make a Racist Cry campaign, so every dollar you give will go directly to our ongoing efforts to make a racist cry. And that they don't explain how they're going to do
were
that.
They just sending me copies of the movie Up.
But it's like there's no say on how they're doing that, dude. I'm telling you, I think I've said this before. You could call it white guilt, Western civilization guilt. That is an industry. Like this is an industry
yeah,
being
no
like
shit.
Hate racists. We're gonna make them cry. Just give us a dollar a month. Which yeah. pretty much we do. We're like, are you sick as fuck? Give us a dollar
yeah,
a month.
Are you fucking chill?
Are you
give
fucking
us a buck?
Sick?
Dude, I keep trying to figure out how to capitalize off of white guilt, but I feel like I'm too ethical.
No, you got
to
go
too,
in
I'm
on
too,
it.
Every time I try to, I'm like, I can't even be seen as this person.
No,
good. Good for you.
Dude, I bought my girlfriend cashews the other day, and I was reading the bag, and it was like, Jeff Bloomblow, whatever the fuck the guy's name was, actually moved down there and like lived with the people growing them. And then it's like, dude, what the fuck? I don't care. Just give me these things, man. It's like a whole sales point now on just like nuts. You're like, I can assure you this cacao I bought is just very ethical. It's just fucking weird. And it's like a nice thing to do, but now that it's a nice thing to do, but now that's a marketing point. That's something they're like, oh, you got to get down there, Jeff. You got to live amongst the people. Show them what's up with fucking cashews.
Yeah.
It's like, all right, man.
You know, I feel like what's funny about this is comedy did this, right? Just the general way to talk about things. Like, I'm listening to this book right now called The History of Human Language, right?
Yeah.
Or The Story of Human Language. And it talks about how things get broken down over time.
I appreciate
time
you saying listening, by the way.
I didn't want to start a thing between you and that. I almost did it to be funny, but I was like,
yeah,
I don't want to.
I appreciate it.
I mean, I'm not limited to the dimensions of a paper page. I'm, like, way out.
True.
So.
I know that's been your argument for 2 years.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. I get it, too. I mean, I support both your arguments.
Yeah,
I
support
both
your
arguments.
I see both sides too, because I'm in a different dimension.
Yeah, I pretty much fuck with hypertext, but go on.
I can't wait. The only thing I care about is hypertext. All right, go ahead. I'm big into Braille. They don't read, they feel.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think we should be confined to books. We should have information linking.
Oh,
way,
oh no, I'm making it all up. I'm making it all up right now.
I gotta cut you off. This has been fucking. I've been laughing since we watched. So we watched this thing called SBSK, where this weird dude interviews kids with like horrific disabilities. He just sits down to YouTube channel SBSK, but there's one where he's interviewing this little black kid that's just strapped into a fucking thing, complete vegetable.
Yeah.
And somebody was like, I wonder what he's thinking. or like, what do you think his like inner monologue is? And I was just like, man, get these motherfuckers out of my fucking house. Like, just like, I've been laughing so hard thinking that this little kid has like a real fucking hood inner monologue.
Anyway, he could. I've been thinking about it possible.
Nonstop. Yeah,
it's possible.
Everybody's, I think most people in America's inner monologue is pretty hood.
Also, it'd be like, what would you assume he was thinking?
I don't know.
Like about physics? You can't do the Hawking bias on him. You can't assume he's just thinking physics. Someone strapped up, you can't assume they're just thinking about like...
He's literally hanging... It looks like they just strapped him to the back of like one of those what are those things like for your back?
Inverter?
Yeah, inversion. It's literally strapped to the back of one and he's just hanging there.
Well, it's not even... It's head up to the... up to the sky.
It's nuts.
The mouth is north. So he's just like fully just kind of contained.
Complete vegetable. Like, yeah. There's no... I mean, it's horrible.
And the dude interviewed... This guy has a YouTube, dude, millions of views. We just interviews like horribly disabled people.
Yeah, we talked about it on the page. So this is for the poors.
Yeah. This is for the poors that didn't listen to it. And he'll just be like, so what kind of things do people say to you that bother you? And they're like, I'd rather not talk about that right now.
Every single one's
like,
It's like, I thought I was being on TV, my dream, to get away from this shit.
Except for the one kid, the kid with the Boston camo hat.
Yeah.
Actually, he was like 34. He's like this little, he's got Nagger Miller syndrome.
Yeah.
Which is hilarious. Yeah. He's got a good case of the Nagger. But he was like, as soon as it came up, everybody in the room laughed. Like, what's it called? You got Nagger syndrome. But he had at the end, he gives like a, or in the beginning, he gives a pound to the guy.
Yeah.
And then he types in his board, which takes like a minute. And it's like, two fucking brothers and legends unite. And it's like, yes, dude, this guy's the best guy ever.
No. This guy should start writing fucking the episode descriptions on iTunes.
He really
should.
These two brothers and legends unite. He was already cooler than the guy conducting the interview.
It's crazy.
Anyway, so just, I love imagining any retarded person's inner monologue being like, God damn, these motherfuckers out here is fucking hotter than a motherfucker.
Got me strapped to this motherfucking ironing board.
Bitch, you better pray to God I don't get unhooked.
That'd be funny if they hooked him up to like some sort of like neuropathic thing that spelled it. And it was just like S-H-E-E-E-E-E-T.
He's like, yeah, what's the worst part of being in this thing? It's like a minute goes by. She. Okay, turn it off. He wasn't ready for it. So I'm sorry. You were listening to this book. You got another one?
Yeah. There's just a whole team. There's another H. They're just watching like a seismograph. Another H. E. E.
What's he spelling?
T.
He's trying to communicate with us.
They bring in a cultural like expert. He's like, Samuel Jackson comes in. He's like, he's saying, she.
Yeah, Bunk comes in. She.
You guys are looking at this wrong. He's spelling, they're like, she.
He's trying to give us his pronoun.
Sorry, go ahead, Sid.
You're listening to...
So, The Story of Human Language is what it's called. And it talks about how language evolves over time, right? So one of the examples it gives, the word alone, that word doesn't really exist anywhere. It's not broken down from any word. It didn't come from a historical word. Like the word alone comes from alone, which even exists less, right?
Yeah.
So what it came from is the phrase all one. That's how people used to describe being all alone. They would say all one. And over time, it became alone.
Yeah.
Do you see what I'm saying?
So
words merge. Consonants drop off, like vowels get soft, and that's how language basically develops over time. So the same thing happens with perception. So we had this thing where we would joke about how, and this is talking about how comedy is responsible for what's happening right now.
Yeah.
So we would joke about how white people should feel guilty about things. And it was like a funny joke, but you're not supposed to actually believe that. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So when you hear that more and more, the next generation gets to take that a step further. So we hear it, we joke around about it. They hear it, and they're like, okay, it's not let's do something about it. I think it takes more.
The humor's lost. Yeah,
humor's lost, and now it's like a trope. It's just a common thing that people know. White people should feel guilty, or white people are evil, you know? And then when you can easily just say that without consequences in your own ethics and morals to say, white people are evil, and not question that, which you just thought.
Yeah.
Then we're here.
Yeah, sure.
You know?
Yeah, I saw a tweet today. It's kind of on, it's not really there, but it's like this lady tweeted out, like, just a PSA, remember, black people can't be racist. And I was just like, that's hilarious.
Yeah,
like,
that shit's
I just imagine every black person I've seen every black person I've seen at like a 7-Eleven, like, come on, motherfucker. Like, come on, you dothead motherfucker.
Yeah, I remember little kids would come in the one corner store and be like, what's up, Osama looking mother? It was so funny.
And that's the funny thing about it, too, is everybody's complaining about Trump that send them back to their own country tweet. And they're like, people are out there saying that to people. It's like, no, black teenagers are out there saying that to people. That's who's saying that to people, not people.
You get ching-chong ass back to China, motherfucker. It's like, I am Korean. Get out of my store.
Yeah, that's also, too, people just becoming like uncomfortably aware of everything. Like that was like never. There was always like, don't be mean, don't be racist, and now there's like, by your existence, you are like a sheer oppressive force. So be mindful of that. And it's like, okay, like what the fuck am I supposed to do with that? How am I supposed to fucking rock with that?
Yeah, I mean, also imagine the other side of that, where it's like, by your existence, you are a complete victim.
Yeah,
it's like Jesus Christ,
it sucks.
Yeah,
it is the weirdest thing to like be a father with.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, how do I tell my son to like, well, not my son, how do I tell my daughters?
Yeah,
my son has white skin.
Yeah,
much.
You're honky devil.
Yeah,
son.
He's like, he, all right. But that's like, I mean, you remember like that was one of the things that kind of flipped me even harder. Like, holy fuck, let's pump the brakes here.
Yeah,
because you're gonna look at my son and just automatically call him an oppressor.
Yeah,
you know, and it's like he doesn't have oppressor lineage technically.
Yeah,
you know, like Ansley's family, they were poor.
Yeah, he's no Beto O'Rourke, dude. He definitely had slaves. Excuse me.
Pardon me. Beto definitely had him.
Excuse me, but Beto definitely had him.
Clearly.
And then was like, well, yeah, my family did own slaves, which, yeah, it was basically, I think someone was saying, like, you know, how are you going to rectify that? He's like, well, there's the generations have spread quite a bit. And honestly, this is why I should be president, because I know directly what slavery can do. And it's like, yeah, make you rich and be the president, dude. It's like, the fuck out of here.
Every politician had him.
Oh, yeah.
Ilhan Omar had him. She had some Somalis.
Stop.
Oh, believe me.
You think so?
Come on, bro.
What?
Come on, bro.
What?
I shouldn't be on the air right now.
But, dude, that's what you're saying. Makes sense, because it's like, if my kid will be half black, so am I, like, if my kid's like having a problem as his father, do I have to be like, I have some points to make, but I gotta stand down and respect your experience right now, because I just don't understand.
Oh, you gotta stand the fuck down.
That's crazy. It's like, it'd be like, well, I don't, I can't speak on this right now, son.
You can't give any father the advice.
Yeah, it's
weird. Your son's gonna be raised in the house with two parents by a single mother. Like, you can't say anything. You can't help.
I couldn't. Yeah, technically, I wouldn't be able to.
You have to sit back and watch, like, go to the grocery store.
Yeah.
You know, supply rations.
Basically.
Like, nothing. No heart-to-hearts.
Yeah, if I were to be like, listen, son.
Yeah, you could teach him lacrosse or some shit. But she's got to teach him.
Actually, that'll be a sick tactic if he's just like, excuse me, Dad? I'm like, fuck, don't fuck. God damn it. You son of a bitch.
Yeah.
But yeah, that is a weird. Well, all that stuff breaks down when you start getting into, like, biraciality. Then it's like, well, no, then you're black and oppressed automatically.
Yeah, Obama.
Yeah.
Barack Obama.
Obama, he's never been oppressed a day in his life.
Whoa.
Obama's... That's funny, because I get into this with Brittany a lot. I'll be like, a car will stop, and I'm like, all right, someone will stop the car in the middle of the street. I'm like, I give it like 2 minutes, or like a minute. I'll wait. Brittany will reach across from me and be like, meh, and I honk my horn, and an old lady comes hobbling out, and everyone just looks at me, and I'm like...
Yeah,
I do have very low tolerance for that.
Yeah,
well,
parked car in the street, I am. Well,
but yeah, exactly. But like, I'll chill a minute.
Stuff.
But Brittany's like, "Fuck this! Why would you wait? This is annoying." And I'm like, "Yeah, but like, I'm a white dude. If there's like an old black lady coming out of a house, and I'm like, meh, meh, yeah. It looks bad.
Yeah,
so she'll
absolutely.
Reach. I've told her, I banned her from the space of my horn. I'm like, you cannot. I'm driving, therefore I operate the horn. You are not allowed to operate the horn.
Yeah. It's a good move.
But I will say, when I'm in the passenger seat and she's driving a car stop, she's like, man, I'm sitting there like, well, that's what you get. You're in the street. The same thing at Walmart.
She's right.
The same thing at Walmart, dude. When I'm like, I'm following behind her, she's like, excuse me, move. I'm like, excuse me.
See,
like an old Asian lady.
That's the thing about that person in the relationship. Because I'm clearly the Brittany in my relationship. Like, anytime something like that happens, like, well, not just because I'm black, but But like, yeah, and again, I'm not saying Brittany's autistic, but anytime something like happens, like the first thing Anthony does, she looks at me and goes, please don't be autistic right now. Right? Or if we're in like a merchandise situation where she's trying to get like a lower price on something where the prices were a little confusing, she's like, come over and do that autistic thing you do.
Yeah, use your power.
So
that's actually kind of nice.
Yeah.
Brittany, she'll get like, she gets real hung up on customer service. So like, she'll scold, like, you know, you had a bit about being scared of the young black cashiers at Target.
Yeah. Yeah.
So like, they're kind of intimidating.
Yeah.
Brittany will go up to them and be like if they just start ringing up her stuff, she's like, my day's going pretty well. How about yours? And she'll start like antagonizing like that.
Yeah. Yeah.
And like teaching them customer service, and I'll just sit there like, hey guys, what's going on? What's happening? What's going on?
It's like, dude, when I see them like typing on their phone when I walk up to the cashier, like I just like am hoping that the interaction goes well enough for them to say something nice about me to where or like posting. Like I just
hopefully they're
like,
not fighting.
Yeah,
this guy just came up and checked out. He's pretty cool.
Yeah, dope as shit. He had this white son. Just
like, yeah, his white ass son.
Yeah, I'm just trying not to have them like flip on me.
Yeah, well, that's,
you know what I mean?
That's something me and Brittany fight about a lot, where she will perceive, in her like day-to-day interactions, a big trigger for her is perceived disrespect. Where I'll be like, look, you're in your work environment, you gotta chill out, just like learn how, let people do their weird shit and just fall. But she's like, as soon as I feel like someone's disrespecting me, I fucking flip. So it's like, fair enough. But then that's my point.
She's like a good fella. Yeah. 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 Okay, spider.
But my point is, I'll do the opposite, where I'll just let things happen, and that's a whole different problem. But
I don't know if that's a problem, because it's like, if someone disrespects you, like, whatever,
not disrespect, but just like, and this is my whole point of the interaction grid, is you just like slowly put up with stuff at a, like an incremental level, to where next thing you know, you're married at 26, you're living in New Jersey. All this happened through like very little like concessions.
Yeah, it's tough though. Like I get through that. I do that a lot in stand up. Like forever, I would just put up with anything.
Yeah.
Be like, yeah, sure, I'll do it. I'll do it for fucking $100.
Yeah.
I'll do it. Like I'll do that. And then once you start standing up for yourself, people do hate you.
Yeah, that's true.
Like
too.
People are tell instantly me like, he's a fucking asshole, and it's like, nah.
Well, you're interacting the flow of all that interaction. Yeah. It's like there's been this clear pattern, and as soon as you break it, it disrupts the whole grid, and then you just like form back around you, and whatever, you lose and shake off. It's like,
yeah. It's-